Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. John.
Hey.
Is God good or what?
Yes, he is. My goodness, I have a heavy little miracle story to share with you. Want to hear about
it? Yes, I was going to talk about it. How did you know? How good he was and is.
Yes. You know, the Lord is extremely and abundantly good, you know?
To John Paul. To everybody, but it's amazing. He gets extra miracles because of his personality. That's so unfair.
That's so unfair, isn't it?
He's like, I got to give John like 4 or 5 extra ones, you know.
Well, this I've had a ton of miracles. This is true. But this miracle is not about one that was for me. But I heard this great, amazing story. You know, last week we were been talking about abortion and Roe versus Wade and just how disgraceful they were celebrating it. And we talked about how Justin Bieber's mother had a chance to abort her child and she did it, and how she's now supporting women keeping their child and their babies and promoting, you know, pro-life. And then we also talked about Jane Roe, who her real name is Norma McCorvey. We talked about the story behind the story of Roe versus Wade. But I want to share with you this miracle. I had a wonderful chance to talk with Asya. You may be familiar.
Asya has
been a part of the fellowship. Mm-hmm. And her granddaughter, if you knew this, her granddaughter.
What language does she speak?
Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Spanish.
Good morning,
she's from
Asia.
Dominican Republic. She cooks great, by the way.
¿Cómo está?
Beautiful, beautiful lady. Well, her granddaughter, her daughter was telling me this story that when she was pregnant with her daughter, the doctors told her that, listen, this child is going to be a sickly, sickly baby. This child's going to have Down syndrome. And three doctors were encouraging her to abort the baby. Says, you don't need to have this baby. This baby's going to have a lot of problems, you know, and you just need to get rid of the baby. And she thought that was just so devastating. It broke her heart. You know, she has two boys, and she's prayed for a little girl, and she now has, you know, pregnant with a little girl, and the doctors are trying to tell her to abort this child. And she says, no, I'm not going to abort the child. I'm not going to get rid of the child. If God wants me to have this baby, I'm going to have this baby. I'm going to love this baby. I'm going to take care of this baby, but I'm going to love the baby that God gives me. And so I'm listening to this story, and I realize that she's talking about her little girl that's standing right in front of me that plays with my little girl. This baby was born without Down syndrome, even though the doctor
praise God
Down syndrome, and she is just a beautiful little girl. We call her Chiquita. That's her nickname. Means little girl. And she is just, I mean, beautiful. I picked her up and held her. I said, "Oh my, this is a miracle baby." And her mom just, you know, the whole family loves this child, and just, you know, it's just beautiful to see God's miracle power. Listen, it's not over, you know. When doctors are seeing, and they're doing their best, they're practitioners, they're practicing medicine, right? But God is the great physician, and we got to trust God. We got to trust God. I put our complete faith in the Lord. And this is a woman who said, I refuse to get rid of my baby. I'm not going to listen to the doctors. If God wants me to have it, I'm going to keep this baby. And this baby came out just beautifully healthy. Mm. In fact, she was born premature. And there was a price to pay. She was telling me how 3-4 times a week she'd have to go to the hospital because the baby was only like 3 pounds when the baby was first born. And it was such an amazing just price that she paid, you know, mother's love and just being there, you know, to nurse and take care of the child. But and the baby's just right there. I'm looking at her. In fact, she celebrates her birthday is the same exact birthday as my daughter. So they're going to be doing something special this year. Yeah, she's going to turn 3 years old. And we just celebrate the miracle of life and the miracle of what God did for this little girl. Mm. And just absolutely beautiful. Beautiful.
That is so awesome. Mm. Thank
God
you, Lord. Good. Thank you, Lord.
Thank God, good. Just,
Yeah, I like the way how you describe her spirit, how sweet her spirit is. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.